prosper. Christ is risen. So there are these two nurses working at a children's hospital. While they are attending on their patients, out of nowhere, a man wearing doctor's clothing and sporting a long hair and beard shuffles into the ward. Without saying anything to the nurses, he moves around the rooms, healing all the kids with a few words and hand gestures. He then just as quickly leaves. As he passes by the nurses, they notice that in addition to scrubs, this mystery man is also wearing beach sandals. One nurse says to the other, "What in the world? Was that Jesus?" The second nurse replies, "Yeah, I think so, you know. I didn't recognize him at first because he wasn't wearing his usual clothes." The first nurse affirms, "Yes, he was a blessing in disguise." So I want to read to you today a reflection about this gospel we read that I found online on the Orthodox website. Today's gospel of the healing of the paralytic raises a number of questions for us. The first question perhaps is this: where does illness come from? The answer to this question is contained within the self-same gospel. In the words of our Lord to the healed paralytic, "Sin no more, lest the worst thing happens to you." In other words, the origin of illness is in sin. We can see this very clearly in the cases of those who destroy their organisms due to the taking of drugs, tobacco, alcohol, or heroin. But most illnesses are not voluntary. They are involuntary. Thus, anyone can catch a cold. And we all know people who have lung cancer but have never smoked a cigarette in their lives. The fact is that the vast majority of illnesses and infirmities are involuntary, not the result of our personal sin, but the result of the general sin that is in this world, the consequences of the fall of Adam. This is part of our general human condition, and this can happen. So what is the way out? What is the solution to our illnesses? The answer to this question, too, is given in today's gospel. The way out is Jesus Christ. He who healed the paralytic, not only did he heal illness because he overcomes sin, but he can also overcome the ultimate consequences of sin, that is, death itself. Today's miracle of the healing of the paralytic is most apt for today's world. For this world lies like the paralytic in a spiritual and moral paralysis, seemingly not knowing how to overcome the problems that the world has invented for itself. Thus, at this very moment, different countries stand on the brink of the horrors of war and catastrophe, an incalculable evil. Do politicians not know that peace is better than war? Thus, every single country in the world has among its leaders the criminal and the corrupt. Do they not know how to live according to good and not evil? Have they ever heard the words, "Do as you would be done by"? Every single country in this world, it seems, now the spot of primary. Do we not know how to teach our children the difference between what is right and what is wrong? Given the many, many problems of today's world, some people may ask, but why isn't Christ? But why does Christ not intervene to heal the illnesses of this world? And the answer is also contained in today's gospel. If you remember, before Christ healed the paralytic, he first asked them if he wanted to be healed. Christ did not heal those who did not want to be healed. He gives us the freedom to make that choice. Thus, do the countries that wish to slaughter the people of other countries want to be healed of their passion for bloodletting, ethnic hatred, and territorial conquest? Do corrupt politicians and armed merchants want to be healed of their greed for power? Do criminals want to be healed of their unending desire for material riches? But rather than take the easy path of judging and blaming others for all of the world's ills, perhaps we had better take the difficult path of first looking at ourselves. Do we honestly want to be healed of our own sinfulness, of our own passions, of our indifference to God, of our crucified lack of faith in the Church of Christ? If we show no sign that we want to be healed ourselves, then we too will continue to lie paralyzed in the same old rut as before. And if the world shows no sign that it wants to be healed, then it too will continue to lie in the paralysis of its old hatreds and evil ways. O Lord, please save us from our own iniquities and spiritual violence. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos is blessed. Christ is risen. Amen.